You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Can anyone explain why the modern day whales are so big?
The Wire.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back to The Wire. Now, the Arabian Gulf state Yemen is currently experiencing crises on two fronts, a devastating cholera outbreak and an ongoing civil war. However, are they forgotten about in a region that is dominated by other countries? I filed this report on the situation in Yemen.
The Middle East as a region dominates world news, with Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan and the Israel-Palestine conflict in particular garnering a lot of media coverage. However, one country that more often than not gets forgotten about is Yemen, the Arabian Gulf state that is currently facing ongoing crises on two fronts. Firstly, Yemen is currently in the midst of what the United Nations recently described as the world's worst cholera outbreak. In a joint statement by UNICEF and the World Health Organization, it was revealed the number of suspected cholera cases in the country has now exceeded 200,000, with no part of the nation spared. So far, more than 1,300 people have died, a quarter of them children. While more fatalities are expected, as it has been estimated, there are 5,000 new cases of cholera a day in the country. To give you a snapshot of what is going on, Al Jazeera filed this report on the cholera outbreak in Yemen.
Clean drinking water, now one of the most precious resources in Yemen, as cholera continues to sweep across the country, already ravaged by war and drought. The disease is spread mainly through contaminated water. Cholera is also spread by eating contaminated food. Fresh things to eat are hard to find. Street cleaners have been on strike for several months in a dispute over pay. Markets are next to piles of garbage. Yemen's rainy season is getting closer, downpours are increasing and wash away uncollected rubbish, carrying disease through the streets. Cholera victims quickly become sick and can die within hours if they don't get urgent help. The infection is easily treatable, aid agencies have been supplying medical kits, but the number of patients now far outweighs the amount of medicine available. More than $1 billion in international aid has been promised, but it's slow to arrive.
The situation in Yemen has come about due to the collapse of the country's health, water and sanitation systems in recent years. Why? Well, that leads me to the second crisis Yemen is facing, ongoing civil war on multiple fronts. Over the last 2 years, Yemen has been devastated by war between forces loyal to President Abd Rabbah Mansour Hadi and those allied to Houthi rebels. The war began out of a failed political transition in 2011 that was supposed to bring stability to the country when former President Ali Abdullah Saleh was ousted in an uprising during the Arab Spring.
Another day, another protest. Another long-serving ruler under pressure from his people to step down. Thousands of anti-government demonstrators in Yemen's capital clash with police. Most of them are university students, and they say they're sick and tired of Ali Abdullah Saleh's regime.
Saleh's deputy, the current president Hadi, came to power but was immediately faced with corruption, an al-Qaeda insurgency in the country, and a lack of support. The Houthi rebel group, who have been fighting the Yemen government since the 90s, also took advantage of the situation, generating support for their cause through a disillusioned population. The group attempted to take control of the country, forcing President Hadi to flee in 2015. Since then, the situation in Yemen has gotten more out of hand, with alarmed Gulf states, including Saudi Arabia, involving themselves in the war in an attempt to reinstate Hadi's government. This coalition has received military, logistical and intelligence support from France, the UK and the United States, while Saudi Arabia have been accused of carrying out war crimes in the country. After 2 years of hostile fighting and widespread destruction, Yemen is basically now a failed state, and no side appears to be close to victory. The country is divided into Houthi-controlled areas and areas controlled by the Haiti government. The situation has become even worse with fundamentalist militant groups such as Islamic State and Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula taking advantage of the chaos to seize territory in the country and attack government positions. Aside from the cholera outbreak, the impact on civilians has been immense, with over 4,000 deaths, 8,000 injured, while 2 million people have also been internally displaced. The country has also been on the brink of famine, with 17 million people considered to be food insecure. Multiple attempts to bring peace have failed, with the fighting continuing and diseases such as cholera now running rampant. Despite civilian protests gathering steam against the situation in the country, this tragic chapter in Yemen's history does not look like ending soon. And with the number of civilian fatalities rising, it is hard to see when the suffering will stop for a desperate and despondent Yemeni's population. Sam Smith reporting for 95BFM News.
Kei te whakarongo koe ki te wire, marunga irirangi pō.
The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.